Yeah. So the biggest thing that I find when I talk to teachers and I talk to people who are exiting, and plus you when you go to the colleges and you ask yourself, why aren't people entering? There seems to be a lack of respect for the profession. You know, the teacher now today spends so much time with the discipline, with progress reports. And I mean, we've been doing these progress reports ever since I've been on the school board, and since 1995, it kind of came under many different names. And it's failing us because Illinois, we continue to drop in the ratings, even within our other states. I mean, good grief, our United States math scores are like 34, and you've got Singapore number one, Vietnam number three. I mean, that's telling. And I blame it on our state and our government. I mean, you know, the federal government needs to exit. If they, you know, we can give the money to the schools and to the local entities and figure out a way to a system to make sure these people are being held accountable with their spending, which they you know, that system really exists. There's many, many audits that take place every year. Unfortunately, I mean, I've said it from day one, a teacher is worth their weight in gold. But because of the union, you can't get rid of a bad teacher, and every school district has those people, you know, and you can't even deal with it. And again, there's your accountability word. So being able to pay based on reward merit versus some of the scales that take place, that's a problem. It's always been a problem. You can't reward a good teacher, and you can't really discipline a bad teacher without going through this process that ultimately costs and entails, you know, administration taking care of this stuff. And in our district, that's the southern part of Illinois, we came out with this $40,000, you know, teacher minimum wage. And our schools, many of the southern half schools in Illinois, they simply can't afford that because I said on that committee, and I asked the bill sponsor, I said, how are these schools supposed to pay for this? And they said, well, that's easy. They've got this evidence-based funding money, you know, that started off 2 years ago. But unfortunately, our schools, they've already made plans for that. You know, they were improving technology and increasing programs and even hiring some additional teachers. Well, now they're told that they have to, here within a few years, starting pay will have to be up to $40,000. Many of the schools in northern Illinois were already there. You know, the only reason that got changed is because the last law in the 70s set teachers starting pay at $8,000. So they said they needed to change that, and by changing it, they changed it to $40,000. So many of your local school districts are in trouble because of that, and hence it's going to mean, you know, more property tax increase, and it's probably going to mean less. Larger class sizes is what that's going to inadvertently lead to. So, again, getting the state meddling out of public education, I've said it before, is the Illinois State Board of Education, which is handpicked by the governor, there's a mechanism that needs to go. But we just need to whittle down, and we need to get efficient so we can get effective. That's I can just point to so many things. That's a long conversation to have, but bottom end of the day, governments, the state, we can't sit here as a body of legislators and tell schools how to teach their children. It has never worked. It's not working. And the only way to change that is give more control back to the school and reduce some of this, some of the infrastructure, some of the government that takes care of this stuff.